AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. The Boston Marathon was run today on the eve of the sentencing trial for the young man who was convicted of killing three people and injuring 260 others with homemade bombs that he and his brother placed at the finish line 2 years ago. A survivor says it's important to keep running the marathon.
We're going to be here with a big group of survivors and their families, and we're going to cheer and celebrate and very happy that there's so many people participate in this amazing event.
A spectator says it's hard to say if Boston has recovered yet from the historic bombing.
I know my granddaughter was very close to the bombing, and she's still, like, when she walked by that spot last year, she got a little bit tense. And so I don't know if they ever quite get over it, but I think it's really good that they've convicted them.
AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.